One man the Yama says, Yaviyu Edim Shanitrafa Biyana Sapota. Talk about a shame of now. So let's say you're an honest, it wasn't your fault. Ganovim came and ripped up the shore. So bring Edim that that's what happened, and your potter. Trashi the shame of Sacha, potter Biyanti, gonna say, they, Hamesa Nishba. Yeah. So that's one man the Yama learns. That's what the potter means. Bring Edis and you'll be potter. Abishur Loimeno, Yavi Adud Yola Bezdin. Bring the Nevela itself to Bezdin. That's the way it actually is a positive. Yeah, you have to bring, the Mazik has to bring the Nevela to Bezdin. So Rashi says, Adudi means from the Lashon of Posseg in Bereshis, Ba'boike Yoichel Ad, Tahaino Shlal, Kungarin Ado, Neymari. Skitza means that Adudi, aid here means the Adudi, the Nevela itself. So what's the Machlaikis here? My love isn't it, the Hokim Mifligi, that's the Machlaikis over here. The Masav of the Chas Nevela the Nizik. According to the Tanakhama, you can't dash in the Pasuk means the Mazik should bring the Nevela, because it's not the Mazik's Nevela, it's the Nizik's Nevela. So therefore, dash in the Pasuk rather, you'll be Edim, and you'll be Potter. Or Masav, but Abishol dashes no, the Mazik Evi, that Lamaisa the Nevela now belongs to the Mazik, and therefore the Mazik has to bring the Nevela to Bezdin. So that's the, therefore, you can dash in the Pasuk, you'll be Edim, means that the Mazik has to bring the Nevela. So where you see it's a Machlekes like this. Do we say that the Nizik owns the Nevela right away? Or else no, we say the Mazik owns the Nevela right away. And if the Mazik wants to pay up with the Nevela, he can pay up, but it's only worth then, how much is worth? B'shas the Peroin. Tomorrow says, Loi, maybe that's not the Machlekes over here. Ha'atayah the Kula Yalma the Mizik. Everybody agrees, no, that the Nevela, the Torah says, V'ameis Yiloya belongs to the Nizik. And therefore, if my shore kills your shore, and B'shas is dead, it's worth $50 now, and when it's alive, it was worth $200, I only have to pay you $150. Both agree to that. So what's the machlokes over here? V'hocha b'torach nevela k'miflagi. Here the shaila is, who has to bother picking up the nevela and returning it? Or let's say the animal fell into your bore. It's 10 feet down. Who has to take the bother of picking up the nevela out of the bore and giving it back to the nizik? Even if you hold it belongs to the nizik, that means the Peroyin, we look as if how much it's worth right now B'Shas Misa. So the Mazik only owes them 150. But still the Tzad to say that the Tircha, the bother of picking up the Nevela and delivering it to the Nizik, maybe the Mazik has to take care of it. That's what the Machlokes over here is. And the Marataka says, well, Tanya, I'll bring you proof to this. That Acherim Mermer and Acherim say, Minayin Shabal Habor. How do we know if your ox falls into my boar that the owner of the boar has the responsibility to get the shore out and return it back to the nizik? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Kesev Yoshev Lebolov, Vahames. So Yidashin, Hames goes back to Yoshev Lebolov, that the Bala boar has to return to the owner, the mace also. Even though we hold what? The Nevela belongs to the nizik, and therefore since it was worth $50 right away, I only owe you 150, but still the tircha of picking up the nevela, that's upon the mazik. The bala bor has to return the mazik, the nevela. That's what we dash in kesev yoshev lebolov v'hames. Rashi says, mashma sha'af hames yoshev lebolov. Even the mace also has to return to the owner. Oh, malaya bayala rova, sabaya said to rova, hai terech nevela hechidami. How are we talking about? What's the pshat here from this tircha, this bother of picking up the nevela? Elaim, if you want to tell me the babira shav yezuza, in the boar was only worth one zuz. The aguda shav yarbo, and on top now, it's worth four zuz. It's offered to Gemara kitorach, but the nashe kitorach. When he's working right now, he's working for himself. Like Rashi says, but the nashe kitorach, but rebuk the nashe kovin. The shimle le nizik, but the meyeseri. For lomuli krod of ames. Like, what do we need a pasuk for? In other words, mashma, we look at the nevela, how much it's worth b'shas misa. So lamaisa, this shore died in the bor. So you look how much it's worth in the bor. In the bor, it's only worth $10. So lamaisa, I only take off $10, and the rest I have to pay you. Now, if I pick it up, it's worth now $20, so of course the mazik should pick it up, like it's working for himself. Because now that when I pick it up, I make it worth more, so I'm gaining on the deal. So chorab shita, the mazik should want to do it like he gains on the deal. So why do we need a pasuk to say no? The mazik has to do it. So Gemara says, "Amalei." He answered back, "No." Leitzrichi, you know where I need the pasuk. The bevira shav yezuza. That in the bor it was worth one zuz, the nevela. The aguda nami shav yezuza. And even on top of the bor, it's also only worth one zuz. So there's no big gain in money. Still, it's only a tircha involved. So still the Torah says, you know who has to do the tircha of picking up the animal, the nevela, the mazik has to do it. Says Gemara, miyuka kai gavnid, is there anything like that? How could that be? That for the schlepping it up, you don't have to pay. How could that be? So Gemara says, in yes. So Amri Yinshi, people talk like that. Kishura b'masa b'zuza. If you want to buy a beam of a kishura, Rashi says kaira, a big beam, in the city, it's worth a zuz. Kishura b'davra b'zuza. If you buy it outside in the sod, it's also worth a dollar. Rashi says, v'afagash v'mechusra v'ol yir, nimka b'zuz. Christ says, they don't care about that. Sometimes you don't have to pay for transportation. It's worth a dollar in the city or in the fields. See here also. The Pasuk is talking about in the case where the nevela is worth the same amount, whether it's in the bor or on top of the bor. It's only a question, who has to do this bother of picking up the nevela? That's the chiddush of kesev yosher lebolu v'hames, that the owner, the mazik, has to return the nevela also. Fight to Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says like this: Ein shomin loy leganif v'loy legazlin elu lenizokin. So Shmuel says, what does that mean? That Rashi says, minig dayonamu shein shomin loy leganif v'loy legazlin shein gona v'gozu beim loy kelim v'nifchasu etzloy. Ein shomin avela v'ashrom l'baylim shiyasu aganav b'chus elu yashrom beim v'kelim ulim v'ashrom shloy. If you steal something leganif or a gazlin, and let's say by you it gets worthless, and now you want to return it, you're not allowed to return this chafis and say, it's worth less $10, I'll just pay you $10 more. No, by a gan of the gazan, if you stole it and ruined it, you have to keep the ruined things and paying back the value, how much it was worth, b'shas you stole it. That's the halacha by a gan. That ain't shaman. We don't shats up, evaluate the damage now, but rather you have to pay back the whole thing. Elulun nizokin. It's only by nizokin that the pasuk says, v'amesi yelai, that if my shor kills your shor that was worth $200, we don't stop say I have to pay you back $200, but rather we say the nevela is worth 50. Okay, keep the nevela. I'll only be mashlim the other 150. So that's only a svara by nizokin and not a svara by ganav and gazlin. That's what Shmuel said. Vaniyomer, me myself. Vaniyomer af l'shoyl. For shoyl m'shoyl has the same halacha, and the Abba Maidali, my father agrees to me also. Mother is Rav. Rav agrees to me also. So Mara says, like, what is he talking about? E boilihu. Hochikom. Is this what Shmuel meant to say? Af l'shoyl shamin. That even for shayme shoyl also, if damage happens on the nizokin, that we could shots up, and it means he says, you keep the mace or the broken pieces, and I'll only pay you back the difference. And the Abba Moideli, and my father Rav also agrees to me. Or Duma, maybe no, maybe this is what Shmuel meant to say. Hochikom. Vani Yomer, I say afli shol ein shomin. No, maybe a shayma shol is like a ganav gazlin. That if damage happens, you have to keep it and pay back the complete money. And v'yava moidli, my father also agrees to me. So the kids we have a suffix. What's the locha by a shol? If something happens to it, can he give it back and pay the rest, or does he have to pay for the whole thing? So Mar says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. To you, Garba, there was a man, the shol nagim chavri, borrowed a hack or an axe from his friend Tavra, and it broke by him. So he was a shomer shol, he borrowed it, and it broke by him. Ezos l'kaim of the Rav, came in front of Rav and said, what should I do now? Do I have to pay him back for a new axe? Or can I give him back this one and just pay him for the difference? How much I ruined it? Or Malay said back to him, zil shlim le nar gamalya. No, you have to pay him back a new one. You can't give this back and just be mashtim, you have to pay a new one. So Shmamina, from here it's a proof that ain't shomim. Here's the proof that you did not shat, you did not evaluate by a shoyl, but rather the shoyl keeps the broken pieces and he has to pay back for a new one. So Mar says, "Ad Rav, maybe just the opposite." Midiyam relay Rav Khan of Rav Asi l'Rav. Since Rav Khan and Rav Asi over there said it back to Rav, Dina Hochi is what you said. Is that right? Did you do the right halacha of a shostik? And Rav kept quiet. So Chur Tzmashin that Rav was chayza. So Shema Mina, that should be a proof. Shaman, that should be a proof that we do shats up. Yes, but Rav made a said wrong first. And the locher is by a shoy mishol also, if you borrowed an axe and it broke by you, you have a right to give back the axe and I'll only pay you for the difference. So kids, we still don't have a cloth sock. Itma learned like this. Omar ula omar ablaza. Shomin lagana fu lagazlin. That even by a gana fu gazlin also, he says, we're shomin, we shats up. Even by a gana fu gazlin also. That if a gazlin steals something, it gets worth less by him, I have a right to give back this piece now and I'll just be mashlin and pay the difference. Rev Papi Yama, no, ain't shaman. No, you can't evaluate by a gan of a gazlan, but rather he has to pay back completely the whole thing. Ain't shaman. The Hilkosa, what's the maskana? Ain't shaman, loyla gan of loyla gazlan. That both if you steal or rob, you have to pay back the whole thing. You can't give back the broken pieces and pay the rest. But Avul Lishol, what about a Shoyim Shoyol? Shaman. Here we do, shuts up. Kidder Avkana Ravasi, like they said. Because if you borrow an axe, and by you the axe broke, so you have a chiyuv to pay for it, but what you could do is give back the broken pieces and say, listen, these are worth $1, and the axe before was worth $10, I'll only pay you now $9. The Yomar Ula says, Omar Reb Loza, Shilya, there's a placenta, Sheyotasa Miksa Bainisha, if a lady has given birth, the placenta, Sheyotasa Miksasa Bayarisha, a little bit of it came out the first day. Well, Miksasa Bayarishan, you know, the rest of it came out the second day. So the question is now, when does she have a tumma later, that locker, if it's in a keva, she has to sit 14 days, she's tummy, and then she starts, you may tire. So when do we start counting the 14 days? So Ula said, Moinim la minarishin. We start counting from the first day. Even though only a little bit of the placenta came out, still we're chayshir that maybe rove of the blood came out the first day, so therefore she's considered like she gave birth the first day, therefore she starts a tumas later the first day. Omale Rava said back, my dietcha, what's your reasoning? Lechumra, that you want to be machmer. In other words, really we have a suffix, the part of the placenta shuri came out. But she only has tumas nida, tumas leda, if rove of the vlad came out. So we only have a suffix if really rove of the vlad came out in that miksa shulya. So we only have a suffix. So you're saying she starts counting the tumah from the first day because you want to go to chumra. But if so, he said, no, you should know it's a chumra v'yosla be kula. This chumra makes us lenient also. It's a kula. Why? To come at the heres later rishon. But the lacher is you led this after 14 days, then even though she sees dam, it's dam tor. So if you start counting later the first day, 14 days later, you're going to be makled by her, that if she sees dam on the 14th day afterwards, she's going to be tor. And really, I would start to say maybe the vlad first came out the second day. So the dam she sees 14 days later is still dam tomei. So how could you be makled? Ella, therefore, the lachosh should be like this. Ella, my rova. Lachosh chasheshes. That's like a true. We're afraid that maybe she became tomei the first day. Therefore, if she touches Tyrus now, like even though no dam came out of her, she had mama shaledi yaveshta. That means the lachosh is by yaledis when she gives birth. Even if no dam comes out, still she has tumas later. As long as the baby comes out, the shulya comes out, she has tumas later. See, so yeah, the first day, a little bit of the shulya came out. So we have a chash, maybe rove of the vlad was in that piece, and therefore we're chashu that she's tummy today, so any tyrus that she touched, tak is tummy. But nimna, when do we start counting the 14 days should be up? To say that after that, the dam is torn, le nimna yel l'sheni. Havadi, you only start counting the chumra from the second day. So my kamashman, what are you teaching me then? The yain miksa shulya blei vlad. That any time a little bit of the shulya came out, for sure, there was part of the vlad there. Because if it's possible to have a part of the shulya without a vlad, then we won't be chosha that rove of the vlad came out. It's only since in every piece of the shulya it comes out for sure, there's a part of the vlad, we have a subject, maybe rove of the vlad came out. Gemara says, Tanina, we learned this already. What's your chiddush? We learned this already. We learned the locha that shulya shiyotso miksaso is by an animal. You make a shchita on the animal. The halacha is, if the kid is in the mother's stomach, b'shas shchita, the shchita's ein helps for the kid. What about if the kid comes out before the shchita? The shchita doesn't help. What's going to be about shulya, the placenta, sheyotzusa mitzasa? A little bit of it came out before the shchita. Sasura b'achila. Then you cannot eat the vlad.
And Rashi learns asura means kula, the whole placenta, like a zosatit. V'yafapi shein bo vlad, even though we don't see a vlad in there. So then the Gemara goes on to say that Simin Vlad Bisha and Simin Vlad Bebehema. So Rashi means to say Chlema. Bifnecha Shilya Simin Vlad Bein Bisha Bein Bebehema. It means if you see a Shilya, the placenta comes out, whether it came out from a lady or from an animal, we said that's a Simin that there was a Vlad there. Therefore, since the placenta by the Behema came out before the Shchita, therefore we say it's possible you can't eat it because the Shchita was not done on it. Because the shchita of the mother only helps for the part that's inside the animal, but a part that's outside, the shchita doesn't help for it.
You can't eat that behema. You can't eat the shulya, you can't eat the vlad. So Mar says, no. Even must this is from this mission alone, having been